We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I love it, Lee.
What is that?
Trump.
Oh, yeah.
What Trump's going to do with this whole veto.
Yeah.
You know, his emergency.
Right. Declaration.
Yeah. Veto. He is going to surround himself with angel parents. Those are parents of those whose loved ones, you know, their children have been killed by an illegal immigrant in the Oval Office. He's going to surround himself with them today as he vetoes the bill.
Oh, but Tara, those are just props.
Oh, they're props, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're props who desperately want the lives of their loved ones to be acknowledged
exactly.
And remembered.
And they are props whom, if this nation enforced its laws, would not have lost their loved ones.
No.
That is undeniable.
Yeah. And you know what I love? The most maddening thing in the world to me is to document these illegal immigrants who've killed again and again and again. Sometimes lately here in the fall in, you know, mass shootings, and it is utterly ignored. Absolutely ignored. It's a local story. It may make national news without all the relevant details. If you get to the point where you have been a victim of this, you become an American of shame. I mean, you are not to be covered. You are not to be talked about. You are not to be acknowledged because you don't fit the narrative. And by the way, that's not just by the Democrats. I want to play. This is why this feels so good for Trump to do this. It feels like justice for him to surround himself with these angel parents and shove them in people's faces and make people remember these very highly preventable deaths. This is, I want to replay this. This is Dawn Witherspoon. It's about a month ago. And her husband was a paramedic. He and his partner on duty had just gone off duty. They were driving back to the station in the ambulance when they were slammed into at a high rate of speed by an illegal immigrant, killed them both. And the judge told her, hey, listen, this is Sanctuary City. I can't hold him. He's just killed two people.
Yeah.
So she calls her congressional representatives' offices. This is what happens when you call the Uniparty, not just the Democrats, but the Uniparty, and want some kind of help just keeping the illegal immigrant who killed your husband in jail a little longer so he won't kill anybody else.
Don, now, have you reached out to both Democrats and Republicans? What was the outcome?
So after the accident happened, they were going to give the criminal that killed my husband bond. They wanted to give him bond. And the judge had said to me, I'm not going to give him bond today, but this is a bondable offense. Well, the first thing I thought was, holy goodness, he's not here legally. So like you or I, he's not registered anywhere. We don't know where he lives. We don't even know what his real name is. We know nothing about this guy. He could just take off. So I reached out to my congresswoman at the time, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and I couldn't even get two words in at the office. I called. I tried to explain my case to them to see if they would help me, and they hung up on me. They thought it was just not something they would want to be interested in helping. I did call Marco Rubio's office. I could not get a phone call through to him. They were not interested in speaking with me either. Senator Bill Nelson at the time was not interested in speaking with me. I did speak to Congressman Brian Mast, who personally called me back after he heard of the tragedy, and he's the one that had ICE in his office in Washington. They got ICE down to the jail and a detainee.
All right, so that's what happens when you call the Uniparty about your dead husband, when you call Marco Rubio, when you call Debbie Wasserman Schultz, when you call Bill Nelson. They just, it's like you're an unperson. You've
shameful.
Been unpersoned.
That is shameful.
And so for Trump to shove these people props, if you want to call them on MSNBC,
that's
in front of people's
say.
Places, good. Well, you know what? You're not a prop if you want to be used.
Yeah.
And you couldn't shut me up if this had happened to my child. And so I'm so glad that Trump is the only one who will give them a platform. The only one who sees him. By the way, the Congress member who finally helped her is not even her congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Called her back personally. That's what a decent person does. That's what a good person does. That's what somebody should do if they're in Congress. Not because it's good for them politically, but because they're a human being talking to another human being who's been just so unjustly wronged by the dual justice system in this country that gives illegal immigrants illegal immigrant privilege. So good for Trump. And by the way, Don't let this make you mad. What a dope Mitt Romney is. What an absolute dope.
Yeah, I am so disappointed.
What an exhibit A of everything that has gotten us to where we are.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
A small, petty, bitter man who slams his, well, I'm afraid of the constitutional attack. Kiss my butt. Are you kidding me? Barack Obama did nothing but unconstitutional attacks on this country.
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't even know. This is a lie about the emergency declaration. Until the Supreme Court rules on it, we don't even know if it's unconstitutional. They're theorizing
yeah.
that it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, just so you know, so this says, don't let this make you mad. They don't have the votes to override the Trump veto. And I just want to read from this Morning Consult poll. It's a political Morning Consult. Nearly 3/4 of voters are more likely to back a candidate if they support Trump's national emergency. So these losers, Marco Rubio, Mitt Romney, they're just losers. They don't represent you, and they certainly aren't in the mainstream of the American people. So let them have their little petty pity parties. We're the real people who deserve a true pity party. The parents of these kids, who were killed by illegal immigrants, actually get to have one at the White House that they have so richly deserved for so long today. It's not losing, it's winning.
Yeah.
And what that poll shows is that, you know, they can veto, you know, they can vote against whatever they want, try to embarrass the president, but the American people are with the president. And all they're doing is slapping the American people across the face again.
It's going to be an interesting 2020 campaign.
Yes, it will.
You know, it is. There are so many things that Trump can show where Democrats stand on the issues and the issues that are really important to Republican and moderate independent voters. And that's who's going to decide the election. And he is going to have video evidence, legislative evidence of where these people stand and what they stand for and what they stand against. It's going to be real interesting.
Yeah. You know, it feels like Star Wars, The Final Battle. Does it not? Because, like, we can't lose this one. Losing is not an option. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I will be crushed by the evil empire or whatever it was. I don't remember. Yeah,
and they always thought the evil empire was the Republicans. Now it's the Democrat Party that's the evil empire.
Yeah, and their buds, like Mitt Romney. Yeah. So I just love that he's going to be surrounded by the people who so richly deserve justice and have been so wronged by the dual justice system. I mean, we have a dual justice system now in our country that kills, Lee. It kills.
Yes.
Illegal immigrant privilege kills. I'd put that on a bumper sticker.
And you're going to see the evidence of that with Trump in the White House when he vetoes that bill.
Yep. Good. Embarrass them. Embarrass them. Because they are heartless. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. The text line is 713-07. All right. So want to jump to this right now. You know what? Actually, we're running out of time right now. Let's do this. We'll do it in the next segment. More great news. Most people don't even know what the NAFTA loophole is. But if you don't, you won't understand what's happening. Again, more great U.S. investment news. Folks, it's always been this easy to win. Trump's not a genius. Just a guy who's doing what the entire political class should have done 20 years ago. The latest investment announcement, now that it doesn't make sense to invest in Mexico and Canada anymore, money's coming back here. I'll tell you what it is. Good morning. From the magic wand file. What kind of magic wand he got? He's gonna, you know, bring all these jobs back. He's gonna, you need a magic wand. What's the tally today? Good God, do I not do this every day now? I mean, we're in the billions. This time it's Toyota. Toyota announces increased U.S. investment. $13 billion. $13 billion. Which is pretty remarkable for Toyota, given what they were doing before Trump took office. Toyota was previously focused on multi-billion-dollar investments in where? Say it with me. Canada. As they exploited the NAFTA loophole. God, I wish I could explain this to the whole American public. They'd get it really fast. Anyway, Toyota was previously focused on multi-billion-dollar investments in Canada as they exploited the NAFTA loophole and procured component parts from the Chi-Coms for assembly and shipment into the U.S. market. However, when the Trump team renegotiated NAFTA and created the U.S. MCA, President Trump and USTR Lighthizer closed the loophole. See, what they do in Canada is not capitalism. It's not real manufacturing. It's not where, like, you make stuff. I mean, I'm sure they manufacture something they actually make. Now, what's done in Canada and Mexico is assembly. That's a different thing. And I've explained this to you multiple times. If you get nothing else from the show, understand this. We have international trade treaties that do not allow parts subsidized by the Chinese Communist government and the European governments, weaponized parts. These are not parts made cheaper because of capitalism. These are parts that are cheaper because of government subsidy that is weaponized and aimed at closing our factories. And those parts are blocked at our seaports. But what Daddy Bush did when he wrote NAFTA, and then he didn't finish that term because he sucked. So President Clinton finished it. Or he didn't finish, you know, the 8 years. Clinton signed NAFTA, got it through. What they did was say, okay, we're going to create a little loophole right here on the Mexican border and the Canadian border. What we're going to do is give trade authority that the folks who fought in the revolution here in America died on the battlefield to give Congress. That's trade authority. We're going to give our trade authority away to Mexico and Canada so they can profit from it. And we're going to let them decide what parts get into our country, even weaponized parts that are allowed, that are being created to destroy our industries, so that the Chinese can then get big loans from Goldman Sachs, come back in, buy up the factories, as they did with the aluminum industry, have a total monopoly, and then jack prices through the roof. That's not capitalism. It's not anything close to capitalism. It is allowing the Chinese to destroy our markets. Now, why would our politicians do this? Because they get paid to. They sell our jobs for campaign donations. You don't believe me? You know, one of the biggest news stories should have been this week, but oddly it wasn't. Do you know what Neil Bush did? God, those Bushes. You know what Neil Bush did? Did you see this? When Jeb's PAC needed money for Jeb's pathetic campaign, Neil Bush personally, Neil is Jeb's brother, Neil Bush personally went to a Chinese communist-owned business, doing business in the United States of America, and asked for $1 million vote donation to the PAC. They said, hey, sure, fine. And then Jeb, in his infinite wisdom, opposed Trump's tariffs throughout the campaign and continued to criticize him on the issue long after Trump was elected. Why? He's owned by the Chi-Coms. This is big money, folks. This is where they get their money from. This is where they get the money from every time. They sell your jobs. They sell our factories. You want to look at the Bush legacy? Again, drive through America. Our small towns, that are outside major, urban centers, they didn't used to look like this. They didn't used to look like Beirut after the bombing. That's the Bush legacy. You can see it. And the Clinton legacy and the Obama legacy. And Trump is reversing it. And what does it look like? Well, what Trump has done is essentially get these manufacturers' cojones in a bind. He's got him in a vice because he's given them a terrible choice. He negotiated the closing of the NAFTA loophole. It's a big trade deal called the USMCA, right? And he's asking Congress to pass it. If Congress passes it, NAFTA loophole ends. If Congress says, screw you to Trump, then Trump just rips up NAFTA. Either way, it's dead. It's done. And so all these manufacturers are reading the writing on the wall. There was never any reason to move American manufacturing down to Mexico or up to Canada other than to assemble illegal parts and ship them back in through the NAFTA loophole. So what does that mean? So Toyota, let me read you this again, was previously focused on multi-billion dollar investments in Canada as they exploded the NAFTA loophole and procured component parts from Asia for North American assembly. By the way, EU governments had started to subsidize parts and weaponize them. That's why he targeted the EU, too. They were copying China's MO. So Toyota was all about to do, they were investing in Canada, they were all of that kind of stuff. Nope. Toyota just announced $13 billion in investment, including expanded component part production in Alabama, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, West Virginia, and a new plant in Huntsville, Alabama. See, we can make things. You don't need a magic wand. You just need to stop selling your country out for campaign cash. It's not hard. Sixth grader could understand. Sixth grader could understand. All right, coming up on the show, I'm going to take Lindsey Graham to the woodshed. God, he's got so many of you fooled right now. This man is one of the smartest politicians I've ever seen. I did not see how he could get reelected. He's about to do it. He's actually got you thinking that he's going to do something to rein in the FBI and the DOJ. What a joke. I'll tell you what Lindsey Graham would do if he was serious about ending the corruption. He's not. He's serious about having committee hearings with his hair all coiffed up and screaming into the microphone and looking good. He's not serious about actually getting anything done. There's a big difference. But he's got a lot of you confused with some of the stuff he's saying lately. I'm going to explain it, break it down in the next segment. As I go over the news this week that is broken on the deep state, which is just, I mean, it's enough to curl your hair what's come out this week. And the fact that the Mueller investigation is still going on and nobody's calling for the end of it, given what has come out this week, the fact that nobody has been indicted, that these people are not in prison, is shocking. I'll lay it all out in one succinct podcastable segment. If you've got to go into work, no big deal. Text the word podcast to 71307. I'm going to break all that down, including the shocking revelation by Peter Strzok about the length the FBI went to protect Hillary from her crimes. This is new stuff. Got all of that coming up. By the way, while we're talking about financial miracles, I got to do this one again. Remember Goldman Sachs just sticking it to Trump? One of their executives was on his economic team, quit in outrage over tariffs. And Trump's whole, you know, get rid of NAFTA agenda, because you know it was going to be a disaster. So the media ran with that for 3 days. You know, orange man dumb, Goldman Sachs quits. What is Goldman Sachs saying today about Trump's economic policies? If you look at the donation history of the executives at Goldman Sachs, that's uniformly Democrat. And again, they were forecasting absolute disaster. I mean, it was going to be terrible. They sent their talking heads on CNBC. Everybody was going to suffer. Here's from their report. Blue-collar and middle-class wages jumped by 4% in the last 12 months after discounting inflation. We're not falling for this. Lindsay, to his credit, is now the Judiciary Committee chairman. Okay, the Judiciary Committee is the most powerful committee on the Hill in terms of holding the DOJ responsible and overseeing its actions. There is no more powerful person besides the president when it comes to the DOJ right now than Lindsey Graham, because he is the chairman of that committee. It is standard for the chairman of that committee to regularly meet with the head of the Department of Injustice. That'd be Bob Barr. So Lindsey Graham has announced, we're going to investigate this and this and this and this. We're going to look at Hillary. Lindsey Graham has called for a special prosecutor to investigate the FBI's law breaking and protecting Hillary. All of that is great, but it's a waste of time. I mean, I want to see him do it. Don't get me wrong. It'll be great to help illustrate to the American people how they've been lied to. But Lindsey and I both know that's not really going to solve the problem. We don't need another investigation. Do one for the theater, sir, please. I'm fine. I'll back you on that. But don't do one in lieu of what only you can do, Mr. Graham. And that's this. Sit down behind closed doors with Mr. Barr, Bill Barr, of Team Bush, who's now our attorney general, and tell him, start the grand jury process. We have all the evidence we have ever needed. And if we didn't this week, now we do. Start it. Indict them. We don't need another investigation to gather more information to maybe someday do a criminal referral. And Lindsey Graham says, well, you know, I got David Horowitz. He's going to investigate. Sir, David Horowitz wrote the report that said the FBI was not responsible. He's a joke. Well, David Horowitz, he's going to investigate. I'm going to make sure. I don't care. You know that's a joke, sir. And you're only going to do 2 years of theater to get yourself reelected on this. We don't need theater now. We need you to do something real. And I think you're scared, too. I think you're afraid, too. I think you're afraidy pants, Mr. Graham, Senator Graham. Sit down with Bill Barr, our attorney general, and you tell him that he is to start that investigation. We have all of the facts we need. And if he won't do it, then you need to go public, sir. Start with writing a letter and then demand in public that he begin the investigation. Only you can do it. You've got the street cred to do it. Don't try to fool your constituents with fake investigations designed to make you look good, but not to actually get anywhere. You know what it would take to get somewhere, Senator Graham. Do it. Do it. Do it. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for the country. Just one thing for the country. Just one. Oh, I didn't even get to what just came out from Peter Strzok and Bruce Orr. Yeah, you know the FBI had a whole team dedicated to not finding Hillary's crimes? No joke. I have that up next. All right, before we get to what the deep state did, the new stuff, I got to get to this really, really quick. The fake Mexican, Beto O'Rourke, whose real name is Robert Francis, but he wanted to sound like he was Hispanic. Because being a white male just doesn't work anymore in a Democrat primary. So the fake Mexican, Robert Francis O'Rourke, announced yesterday that he was running for office. And he repeated this, quote, "We have no more than 12 years to take action." Saying that you know, the world will end in 12 years if nothing is done. He repeated Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's extremism, and they never cite the study or anything. They just say it. And they're Democrats. They say whatever they want. You know what's really interesting about that 12 years figure that Beto, the fake Mexican, repeated yesterday? Quote, "We have no more than 12 years to take action." They haven't changed their talking points on this since 1989. Not even the 12 years part. Like, they haven't even updated it. AP article, I've got this up on my Facebook page, so you can see it yourself. Associated Press, headline, UN predicts disaster if global warming not checked. Here's the lead graph. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if global warming is not reversed by the year 2000. Okay, so the end was going to come in the year 2000. You can see the article for yourself. UN predicts disaster if global warming not checked. What is the date on this article? 1989. So in 89, they were saying, yeah, 11, 12 years from now, which would have been 2000, world's going to end. Well, 2000, I hate to point out, was 19 years ago. It didn't end. In fact, they've had to change the term global warming since the warming stopped, and now it's just climate change. You want to read the article? It's still online. I can't believe they haven't scrubbed it. I've got it up there on my Facebook page. Yeah, you read and laugh. So, I mean, literally, they're still using the same talking points with the same 12-year time frame as they were using in 89. They didn't even bother to update them. I mean, you want to talk about intellectually lazy. You want to talk about a lack of science and science denial. Holy cow. All right, so anyway, here is Robert Francis O'Rourke, or Beto, as he now calls himself.
"We face catastrophe and crisis on this planet, even if we were to stop emitting carbon today, right now. If you think of our leadership, those who preceded us, right? Those who were on the beaches in Normandy, those who faced an existential threat to Western democracy and our way of life, they showed us the way. We can all come together that moment."
Okay, whatever, shut up. "This is the final chance," he said. "The scientists are absolutely unanimous on this, that we have no more than 12 years to take incredibly bold action on the crisis." He also said that our children would not be able to breathe, like the air. Okay, here is Greenpeace co-founder Patrick Moore. He's one of those who raised the alarm way back in the 80s about global warming, and he's been pretty consistent on it, and consistent that we've pretty much solved the problem. Here's what he had to say about Robert Francis O'Rourke and his environmental predictions.
"He must be following the exact same line as AOC. I don't know how these people get this idea that the world is going to come to an end. The environment has been getting cleaner for 50 years. The air is cleaner, the water is cleaner now in our part of the world. It's true that China and India and Indonesia and countries in Asia and some in Africa need to do more work, but they're coming up out of poverty now as well, and they're demanding more environmental standards. So I simply don't understand how anybody could think that their children won't be able to breathe the air in 10 years. What is he thinking?"
I don't know. It just sounded good, so we made it up. No, he's just repeating what AOC says, because that's what their job is to do now. That's what they do. Just repeat what AOC says. All right. Meantime, the same week that Lisa Page admits that, oh, yeah, the insurance policy to stop Trump, that totally was the Russia investigation. Oh, yeah, we hardly had any, very little evidence when we launched it, but we just thought we needed an insurance policy. That transcript from July just came out. Now the one with Peter Strzok, her lover, just did. You know, the smirker, the smirky guy. Peter Strzok revealed to Congress, and we're just finding out about this now because the transcript from June has now been released, revealed that the Department of Injustice had a deal with the FBI. not to investigate Clinton Foundation emails on the server that had been breached by the six foreign entities, since she, you know, didn't bother to put any kind of, you know, security on it when she was violating the Espionage Act. Let me repeat that to you. Peter Strzok just revealed that the Department of Justice had a deal with the FBI not to investigate the Clinton Foundation emails, which were also on the server. And they had a filter team working to limit the searches on the servers so that those emails would not be found. Where does Trump go to sign up for that deal? Now, Peter Strzok says, well, you know, we didn't think we could. We just didn't have a warrant. We didn't have a warrant to look. Well, why not, Peter? Well, because we never went and got one. Oh, I'll explain more on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.